Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Kuf Ayin Aleph, 171. As we continue in Parshas Tazria, the mitzvahs relating to Mitzaras. This is the last one in related to Saras. The next one is actually Nigei Adam. The next one is going to be about Nigei Begadim. Second to last mitzvah in Tazria. Pasuk tells us after going through all of the types of Saras on the body, today is the mitzvah of what does a mitzora do? Okay, he's declared to be a mitzora. So what should his behavior be? So the Torah tells us in Perek Yud Gimel, Pasik Mem Dalid, Ish Tsaruahu Tamehu. He is a tsarua, he has tsaras, and he is tamei. Tamei yitamenu hakohen barosh nego. The kohen makes him impure. As we know, the Torah emphasizes that it's the declaration of the kohen that does it. Vahat tsarua asher bo hanega, the tsarua that has the nega, bigadav yihyu farumim. His clothing is farum. What is farum? Rashi says, kiruim. Farumim means he has to rip his clothing, like an avel, as we'll see. Farosho ye farua. And his head should be farua. What does that mean? Rashi again. Megudal seyar. He's not allowed to get a haircut. He has to grow his hair. And the va'al safam yatep. And he also, question what exactly this means. Does it mean something with the mustache? Does it mean that he covers himself like an avel? Vitame tame yikra. And he will call tame tame. What does that mean? Rashi. Mashmia shehu tame. Everyone who comes by to him, as we know, he has to sit outside the camps all by himself. Anybody who comes close, tame, I'm tame. Please don't come here. I'm tame. He's not allowed to even have visitors when he is a mitzora. He has to declare to others that he is tame, v'yifrishu mimenu, and they will stay away from him. And the next pasuk as well puts it into an asay. Kol yemei asher anega bo yitma tamehu, badad yeshev michutz l'machane moshavo. He sits all alone outside of the camp, outside all three camps. Mitzora, as we know, is the most chamor, even more chamor than any of the other people who will go out of one camp, go out of two camps. Mitzora is out. Michutz l'machane, outside of all three camps, more than tamei meis, more than any of the others. Okay, so says the Sefer HaChinuch. What's this mitzvah? The mitzvah is the behavior of the mitzora. That's the mitzvah. She yisnaheg hamitzora kimishpata kasuba parsha. That a mitzora should follow what it says in the Torah. She ne'amar. V'god av yufrumim v'oshio yefarua. V'chein kol shara temein gam kein tzrichen lohodi es atzman. And he adds, based on the Rambam, this also applies to others that are tamei. If I'm tamei, part of the mitzvah is to let people know that I'm tamei. I don't want them to come in contact with me. Veloshin sifra, the Medrash says, tamei meisu bol nida. Someone who touched a dead body, somebody who lived with a nida. V'chalam etamen esa adaminai, and tamei lo marvet tamei tamei yikra. What does that mean, yikra? V'hakriya, as Rashi said, he, sheyaaseh begufo inyan, we do something, sheyukar lebnei adam, shehu tamei v'yasiru mimenu. That people realize that I'm tamei, and they'll move away from me. Fine. That's the mitzvah. Misharshi ha-mitzvah. The chinuch following the Rambam has a fascinating connection. What's the message of all of these nihugim? He has to rip his clothing. He has to grow his hair long. He has to tell everybody, I'm tamei, I'm tamei. It's all about staying away from him. All the nihugim, staying away from him. The chinuch is about to say in a minute, but we'll see the Rambam, because the Rambam is the source of the chinuch. The Rambam says in this mitzvah, Kuf Yud Beis. Listen how the Rambam formulates the mitzvah. Shetzivanu lihios hamitzora yadua lakol. Ache yuvdulu mimenu b'nei adam. The mitzvah is that we are commanded to keep the mitzora separate. Part of that is doing things that people will realize that he's a mitzora. He's sitting all the way by himself outside, and he's growing his hair long, and he has ripped clothing. Oh, he must be a mitzora. Why wouldn't people think he's an avel? An avel doesn't sit outside the machane. An avel, there's a mitzvah of nicham avelim, just the opposite. So if you see somebody who people aren't going to visit, sitting all by himself, you'll know. So all of these details, says the Rambam, is all one message. One message of realizing that he is a mitzora. V'hu amr yis'ala, v'atzura shebo anega, b'gada yifrumim, v'chulu, and he quotes our pasuk. The Rambam, we'll get back to the rest of the Rambam in a minute. But let's just see the next paragraph. The Chinuch says this. Bishar shi ha-mitzvah, the shorish of the mitzvah, sheyikach dimyon b'nafsho, b'hachar kato mibnei adam, a person should think to himself when he is far away from people, ki besibas ha-chet, yiruchach adam mikal tuv. Because of chet, he is distanced, because of what he did to deserve the tzaras. L'man yashu midako hara'ah. that he will do tshuva. For who amru zechronim levracha, as the Chazal says, who hivdil b'lashon hara b'nish l'ishto b'nadam l'chaveiro, his lashon hara caused separations between man and his friend, between husband and wife. So therefore, we, as a punishment to him, separate him. Lefichach michos l'machane ahalo v'lachein roi sheikra l'chala adam sheyasiru mimenu. He tells everybody to go away from him. A number of points on this issue. Many of the Bali Musar, the Bali Machshava, talk about the parallel of the Mida Keneged Mida that we have here, that he sits outside the camp. But there's other ideas behind Tamei Tamei Yikra. The Saratskin, the Aznayim LaTorah, says, Tamei Tamei Yikra, Kishihu Roe Ishmis Karevalov, when he sees somebody coming close to him. And what has he always done in his life? The first thing that a person comes, he's not schmoozing with them, talking about other people. The first thing he has to say when somebody comes has to be something about warning them regarding Ruchnius. I'm Tamei, don't come here. This is a tikkun for his actions. And then Rav Saratskin, who lived at the beginning of the 1900s, right? The first half of the century. V'shamati mipekodesh ha'gon yisro v'chaim ozer. Zatzal. I heard from the Achiezer, says the Aznayim LaTorah. I heard from Rav Saratskin. She'amar, who said, She'maran ha'gon ha'chavetz chaim zatzal. The Chavetz Chaim, who, the v'chaim ozer, they overlapped. You know what he used to do? Kishaba ilav ish, whenever anybody used to come into his house, come to talk to him, unless it was specifically to express a problem, let's say to ask the Chavetz Chaim advice. But if it was just somebody visiting or an acquaintance, hischil adabri mo divrei Torah musar. The Chavetz Chaim started the conversation. He started talking to divrei Torah and musar and ashkafa, and it lasted until the guy had to leave. And that was it. That's how the Chavetz Chaim was showing our people the Shono. Don't start. Don't. He was Roaz Anolad, not even starting to talk about other things. He was just in Torah, and therefore he was able to prevent any problems. That's Tamei Tamei Yikra. And again, he sits outside the camp. The Zayim LaTorah continues though and says also interestingly, what's the Baal Lashon Hara? If we go to the root of his problem, what is it? He probably feels slighted. He feels upset. Like, why would I say Lashon Hara about somebody else unless I feel threatened? I feel like I have to put myself above him. So I kind of say, like, oh yeah, Reuven doesn't like me, and Shimon doesn't like me, and he's taking away my parnasa, and he's making me feel bad. And I want to be on top of everybody, and I want everybody to leave, and I want to be the only one in the world. Right, that's basically what a Baal Lashon Hara is doing. Because I hate individuals, it'll lead me to hate the klal in an extreme way. I think I'm great, and I hate the whole world. I think everybody else should leave. So you know what we do? We put him by himself. Let's see how it feels. You want to be by yourself. You think you're so great, you can handle life without anybody? See how it feels. Michus l'machane moshavo. Nobody's allowed to say hello to you. Nobody's allowed to come in contact with you. And you'll see, right, badad yishim michus l'machane moshavo, and that'll teach him, that'll show him what it's about. And then, unbelievable, as Aznayim LaTorah quotes, at the end, he says, you know where you see this idea? Hasavo shel abadidut anu motziim b'sefer Robinson Crusoe. That's what he quotes. Shebo Masupar Maisa Bechad. He quotes the story about somebody who was shipwrecked and he was on the island and he started making food, he started making this, and he needed people. He needed people. He can't live alone. That's the message. That's what you learn from that story, he quotes. Tamei Tamei Lo Diat Tzar L'Rabim. He says that's the message. One final point, and then we'll get to more lumdis, and that is, there's another chazal on this pasuk of Tamei Tamei Yikra. And that is a Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Samach Zayin. Tamei Tamei Yikra, again, the pashtus means that he has to tell people that he's Tamei. That's what the Rashi quotes and the Chinuch quotes. But the Gemara says, Tzarech lehodia tzaru l'rabim, v'rabim yivakshu alav rachamim. Tell everybody, not only to keep them away, but that they daven for you. V'rabim yivakshu alav rachamim. That's an added element of Tamei Tamei Yikra. Rav Pinkus, on this pasuk, we mentioned this in a parshas year a couple of years ago, notes that we have to realize that when we talk about V'yatzarecha Kamocha and Chesed and helping other people, it's not only giving them time, it's not only giving them money, it's not only giving them anything they need, but it's davening on their behalf. If we don't daven on their behalf, that's a chisaron, that we're not giving something that they need. We have a special connection with God. Every Jew does. So imagine if you have a connection and you refuse to help somebody get a certain position because you don't want to use your connection. But we all have a special connection. And therefore we all, if there's somebody else in need, we have to daven. We see somebody, you know, we see a Hatzalah ambulance going by. We should say a Perek of Tehillim. We have no idea who's in the ambulance. We see him rushing by. So say a Perek of Tehillim. Another Jew's in need. We have a Chiyuv to daven. So he says that's Also, what's added by this pasuk of Tamei Tamei Yikra, again, Sarach Lahodiyot, Saro L'Rabim, V'Rabim Yavakshu Olav Rachamim, so that everybody asks for Rachmanis. And then he gets into the Kohen Gadol, that's the whole message of the Kohen Gadol, davening for all of those around him, right? He has to make sure that he has it taken care of. Fine. A lot more there, but let us continue now. Another important discussion, again, related to this mitzvah in general, and that is, as the Rambam said, as the Chinuch said, it's all to keep away others. The Rambam in the Shrushim, in the Rules and Regulations, before the Sefer HaMitzvahs, in Shorash Yud Beis, he quotes this as an example of his Shorash. What's the rule? What's rule number 12? Says the Rambam, Shorash Neimasar, Shein Roy Limnos Chelke Melacha Min HaMelachis Sheba Atzivi Ba'asiyasa Kol Chelek Ve'achelek Yifnei Atzmo. Don't count parts of mitzvahs as separate ones of the 613. If there's a mitzvah that's a package, that has a number of parts to it, it's one mitzvah. So, for example, the Rambam says, chalitza. By chalitza, you have the taking off of the shoe, and you have the kriya of the base chalutz hanal, and you have the spitting. You have the whole ceremony. One mitzvah. It's one mitzvah of chalitza. Or the Rambam says, there is a mitzvah of building a base of mikdash, fasuli mikdash. One mitzvah. Not building the menorah, and the this, and the shulchan, and the mizbeach. One mitzvah. Fasuli mikdash is all part of one mitzvah. Vein roisha yimne kol ma shenomar bo v'asisa v'asisa mitzvah b'fnei atzma. It's not true. And therefore he said that's exactly this case as well. All of these parts of mitzvah, all the elements of it are one. I'm sorry, I read, he says it there too, but I wanted to read the previous one. That one was about if there are different actions involved in a process. This isn't really a process. I had the sticky there, but I meant to read this Amud Beis part of the page. The previous Shorish is that parts of a mitzvah shouldn't be counted. The next one was parts of a process, which was a chalitza. Shorish achadasar, shein roi limnos chelke ha-mitzvah befrat, chelke v'chelke b'fnei atzmo, kshiyem mekubas b'hem mitzvah achas. And the example that he gives here is our case. So we have the case of mitzora, shehu yitar, b'shei tziparim, and we have what he's supposed to do when he is a mitzora, begadav yifrum of roshi yifarua, ve'ein b'chu pe'ula mikol elu mitzvah b'fnei atzma, avo kibutzam hu mitzvah, v'hu she'anachnu nitzavinu she'nasa heker lu mitzora, ad she'yakirehu kol mi she'yireu v'yachikehu v'chulu. V'zeh ha'shorish dak lahavin ma'od. It's very, very docistic. You have to be very insightful to understand this, but that's the shita of the Rambam. He emphasizes it in Shorish Yud Aleph. Who argues? The Ramban argues. Interestingly, the Ramban in the Hosafos, we know the Ramban argues in a bunch of mitzvahs of the Rambam, and he adds in a number at the end because he has to fit in all the ones. He also has to add it to 613. As we mentioned last week, he takes away all the Tumas Avela, Tumas Zov, Tumas Mace, all those are not counted. So he has to add in a lot more. So the Ramban in mitzvah, in the Hosafos to mitzvah Yud Beis, the Ramban counts mitzvah Zasei Daraisa to mitzvah, I'm sorry, mitzvah where is it in the Hosafis to Mitzvah Yud Dalid? Nitztavinu laharchik milehanos. He says we have to stay away from a beggar that asaras and a person. V'darav pashadu shezu mitzvah ein a nimnes in mishpat asaras mitzvah achas ki ein ze inyan ladin tumah v'tara avu hu dimiyuchad b'fnei atzmo kasha shifto badan michus l'machane. Says the Ramban, badad yeshev, sitting outside the machane, is counted separately from ripping the clothing and growing his hair long. It's two separate ideas. The Rambam counts it all together. He counts it as two separate ideas. Why would you count it as two separate ideas? It's all about what the mitzvah has to do. So there's a beautiful chiddush of the mitzvah HaMelech, Rav Cement, who says that a mitzvah has two elements. He's tamei, and he proves it. I'm not going to go into it now, but he's tamei, but he's also in mourning. In mourning, not that he lost a relative, not that type of mourning, but he's in mourning, he has to act like a mourner. He's mourning maybe his connection to the Jewish people, which it was his fault that he has to lose, but he's mourning that. And therefore, he has to be like a mourner. The Gemara in Moed Katan a few times compares an Avel to a Mitzora. He has to grow his hair and rip his clothing. Even, we know there's a halacha that an Avel is not allowed to send the carbon to the Beis HaMikdash. An Avel can't send the carbon to the Beis HaMikdash. A tummy person can. A Mitzora cannot. Why not? If it's just because of Tumah, you should be able to send the carbon. Says the Mitzvah HaMelech, no, because there's an element of Avelus too. So says the Mitzvah HaMelech, that's the Ramban, beautiful. He counts it separately because the halachis of growing your hair long and the halachis of ripping your clothing, that's Midin Avelus of Mitzora. Badad Yeshev, that's not part of Tumah, of Mitzorah. You have to be kept separate. So that's his chiluk. Again, he says something along those lines to explain the Shita, the Rambam and the Ramban. He tried to say for the Rambam, I'm using it for the Ramban, but that's his idea, two elements. Okay, let's get back to this mitzvah. Says the Chinuch, the Klal Gadol B'Chol HaDvarim, B'Midasha D'Modid Ba Modidin Lo. As we know, however a person acts, he is acted too. Mida Kenegan Mida, as it's called. U'Pirsh D'Avezeh Lo Yadeh Rabim. But says the Chinuch, fascinatingly now, Mida Kenegan Mida, and this phrase, is not what most people think. If you act good, if we act well to God, God will act well to us. If we act negatively to God, God will act negatively to us. That's not what it means, says the Chinuch. You know what it means? What does this mean, that he has to sit outside? What does it mean? Ki achshavu b'farish, many people think it means davar zeh, eitz l'Hashem baruch hu, b'dugmas gmul b'nei adam, shekol achar yishalem eschaviru, gmul k'fiya tova shasimo k'fiya ra. God will pay us back in turn. It's a little different than that, says the Chinuch, because there's nothing negative that comes out of God. You can't formulate it as, if I act badly to God, God will act badly to me. No. You don't say it like that. The way that we have to say how Mida Kenegan Mida works is, if we act properly, then we prepare ourselves to be able to accept the goodness of God. If we don't act properly, then we have not prepared ourselves to accept the goodness of God. That's what Mida Kenegan Mida means. It doesn't mean you get what is coming to you directly. It just means, if I don't act properly, so then I'm not going to be ready to get the goodness that's waiting for me. On the bottom line, HaKavana Lomar Ki Kvi Maisa HaAdam Im LaTova Im LaHefech Yitachin LaKabbalah Sagmul. That will be what's accepted, what I'm able to accept. Ki LaOlam Ba'oso Inyan SheYasem Kol Machshavosa V'Yasem Asav B'Dugmaso Mamish Timashich Alom. Whatever I do, I will make myself more ra'ui to get the bracha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then he continues along these lines. That's what chet does. Chet does not bring me specifically punishment, but it just removes me from God and the goodness that is waiting from Him to come to me. Okay, so that's the message behind the halacha. Let's get to some of the halachas themselves, though. Kriya, right? So the pasuk, the formulation in the pasuk is begadav yihyu firumim. His begadim, his clothing should be ripped. If you look at the Minchas Chinuch in Oz Beis, he assumes that the Rambam, it's not clear. In the footnotes, he points out that it's not so clear in the Rambam, but he assumes that the Rambam holds there is no mitzvah for a mitzvah to tear his clothing. The mitzvah is that the mitzvah has to wear torn clothing. And therefore, if the mitzvah doesn't want to ruin his clothes, he can just get somebody else's torn clothing and put him on. Nirimi Lashon Rambam Khan, She'eno Chayav Dafka L'Kroa, you don't have to rock him Lokach, Begad Karua, V'lavash Gavkin Yosi Yechavaso. That is not like an Ovel. An Ovel has a mitzvah's Kriya. There's a bracha of Dain Ha'emes, and then the Ovel tears. Lokin Kabe Ovel, T'machayav Dafka L'Kroa. And that's number one. That is not 100% clear, but that is the formulation that the Minchas Chinuch picks up on from the Rambam. Number one. Number two, let's talk about some of the other halachas related to this. If you look in the Minchas Chinuch Oz Gimel, he talks about the halachas of Tumas Mitzorah. A Mitzorah is an Av HaTumah. Right? Just like all Avos HaTumos, and it is Matami. If a Mitzorah touches me, it's Matami me. If it touches a Kli, it's Matami a Kli. It's an Av HaTumah. There is a Machlokas Rishonim which he quotes, and that is, we know there is an exception to the rule of Tumah going down. Tumah usually goes down. Av makes a Risho, Risho makes a Sheni, Sheni makes a Shlishi. But we know there is one exception to the rule, which the Torah says, and that is Mishkav Hazav, or Mishkav Hazava. Azav and Azava, which Bezra will talk about in Parshas Mitzorah, if either of them, who have some type of a mission when they're not supposed to, sits on a chair, the chair itself becomes an Av HaTumah. They're an Av, and the chair becomes an Av. A Mishkav an Av is also an Av HaTumah. We'll have to talk about the Lumdis then. There is a machlokes, does a mitzora also create mishkav? Is there mishkav mitzora or not? That's a machlokes he quotes here, between Rashi and Tosfos and other opinions. That's in Oz Gimel of the Menachas Chinuch. But then he quotes a very important halacha, the ode in the next paragraph, Votum achadash yesh b'mitzora, shemitami b'biyaso labayis. Mitzora is the only tumah, besides tumas mace, that has a form of tumas ohel. We know by a mace, if a person's in the same under the same roof as a mace, so then they are tummy. That's tumas ohel. It's maga, masa, and ohel. But that also applies to a mitzvah. If a mitzvah walks into a house, anything in the house is tummy. The Minchas Chinuch, though, points out, though, that it's not exactly the same halacha as a regular tumas ohel, because tumas ohel by a mace, there's three ways for it to happen. If we're under the same roof, or if I walk over the mace, let's say if I walk over a coffin, or if the mace is over me. and the mace could be a roof to each other. That's also Tumas Ohel. That prat, says the Menchasanim, doesn't apply to Mitzora. The halacha being under the same roof, that applies to Mitzora, but the fifth to last line, Avo Tumas Ohel Einbo, Im Heel Mitzora Al Eze Dovar, O Im Eze Dovar, Heel Alav Eino Tame. So it's not exactly like Tumas Mace, but that's an important halacha. Good. Weiter, continuing, the Chinuch mentions back in the paragraph in Medina Mitzvah that there is a discussion whether you're allowed to say hello to a Mitzora. She'ela Shalom. We know you're not allowed to say hello to an Avel. Halacha is you walk into a Beis Avel, you have to wait for the Avel to talk first. Right? We don't say hello to Beis Avel. There are some Achronim, the Aruch HaShulchan says this explicitly, and Rav Soloveitchik was also mocked about this. They felt that She'ela Shalom is not just to the Avel, but it's in the presence of the Avel, in the Avel's house. A lot of times when people meet at a shiva house, they start schmoozing with each other and saying hello to each other. You see people sometimes you haven't seen in a long time. Rav Soloveitchik and the Aruch HaShulchan both felt that was inappropriate. Wait till you go outside. Not only that it's inappropriate, but it shouldn't be done. The Aruch HaShulchan says this explicitly in, if I can find it now, in the end of Shin Pei Hei, he says, Vidad, so there is a discussion, does that apply to a Mitzora as well? So that's what the Chinuch discusses. One final point, and that is, the Chinuch mentions at the end, but this, or actually the Minchas Chinuch mentions it, the Chinuch doesn't, in Os Hay, these halachas don't apply to women. Women do not have to tear their clothing. Women do not have to grow their hair long. Tzarech in about some of the other halachas, but a woman has to sit outside the machaneh, but does she shave? But some of the other halachas might not apply to a woman. Does it apply bizman hazeh? That's all the way at the end. It only applies in a time period when you have kohanim that know tumas negayim. The Menchas Chinuch, one final point just to mention, in Os Ches, he points out that the halachas of a mitzora apply to a Kohen Gadol as well. We shouldn't think that because a Kohen Gadol is not allowed to leave the Beis HaMikdash, he's not allowed to wear torn clothing, the Chulu, says the Menchas Chinuch based on Chazal, Ase Docha Lo Sase. The Ase of the Nihugim of a Mitzora are Docha, all of these Lo Sases, and therefore he has the Nihugim of Tzaras as well. We shouldn't think otherwise. Again, we'll have to stop here, but there's a lot more. Look at the Menchas Chinuch on Os Ches, where he talks about that a Kohen Gadol has to live in Yerushalayim. Interesting discussions over there. Okay, well, we'll have to stop here, but Hashem, we will continue next time with the last mitzvah in Parshas Tazria.